This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
You've just come back from holidays.
I have.
You haven't told me anything.
I just told Chris and I was like, Warren can wait.
Spill the beans. What was the best part?
Well, one of the best days was Milford Sound, which I spoke about earlier. Yep. There was dolphins. It was beautiful.
You had two dolphins follow you.
Yeah, just the whole time. They were kind of like swimming in the waves with the boats.
Were you swimming with them?
No, I wasn't swimming with them, but the boat kind of was like helping them break waves, I think.
Ah, nice.
And so they were like kind of hanging out with the boat. They were so cute. Loved it. And we saw little baby seals and little penguins. Oh. It was amazing. It was such an amazing day. But the most fulfilling day and the most treacherous day were one in the same day.
Okay.
So as you know, I've been speaking about how I'm an avid hiker.
And you were building up slowly. Every week you were doing an extra few Ks in your
That's
hiking.
Right. Yeah. So the most kilometres that we had done hiking till we went to New Zealand was like 10 kilometres. Mm-hmm. And then the hike that we attempted, the Tongariro Alpine Crossing, was 19 kilometres. So like almost double, mm-hmm. right? And we were prepared. We got hiking poles. We got hiking boots. We had hiking clothes. It is a really hard walk. Like everyone that I spoke to before going was like, it's really difficult. Like you do need poles. It is hard.
What do the poles do?
They just help you with stability. Uh-huh. And also like when you're climbing up, they kind of help take all the pressure off your legs and same going down. Like it takes pressure off your knees because you're putting, you know, the pressure on the poles. They did help. They definitely did help. But we did this hike. We got there at like 8 in the morning. We walked, I don't know, maybe 7 kilometers. And we were like, wow, that was really hard. Like it was incline. It was long. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But it was hard. Mm-hmm. And then we got to the bottom of another incline. And there was a sign that was like, if you thought that that was hard, that wasn't even the hard bit.
Oh, did you burst into tears?
No.
Good.
I didn't cry then.
Good.
I was like, okay, that's okay. We can do it. Yep. Another incline. Huge incline, really difficult.
When you're saying like up a mountain.
Yes, incline. Up a mountain. Yes, up a mountain. Like up the face of a cliff. And then you kind of like walk along the sort of like the top of the mountain mm-hmm. a bit. And then you get into this crater and there's these beautiful like blue lakes in the middle of this volcanic area. So there's like a volcano on one side, another mountain on the other side. And then these beautiful pools. It's like stunning. It's amazing. And then you're at the top and you're like, wow, this is really beautiful. But then you have to go down. And it's like loose rocks and I fell over.
Oh.
And even with my poles, so I'm not that good of a hiker.
Is going down the same way that you came up or is it a different way?
No, different.
Okay.
So then you've done 10 kilometers, right? You've gone up, 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 up. And we know that there's no more up. It's only down. And we think, okay, great. Sweet relief. We're on the decline now. It's going to be great. It's going to be chill. We're going to be there in like 20 minutes. And then it just never ends. Honestly, we had another 9 kilometers to do and it honestly never ends. And you could see in the distance, like the distance, you're like, that's where we need to be. And it just wouldn't get closer. Like the more I walked, the further away it got. It was just an absolute nightmare. And we'd seen all the beautiful stuff, right? Like it was still beautiful, but we'd seen all the like spectacular things that you go there to see, the volcano, the lakes and all of that. And so you're just walking down this hill just perpetually, just like always walking, right? And I'm thinking to myself, like, when will it end? We spoke to a lady before we got off the bus, like they drop you there. And she was like, when you get to the forest, there's another 2 hours.
Right.
And so we got to this, we were perpetually walking, just nonstop walking. Then finally we get to the lip of the forest and I go, oh my gosh, I almost swore just then. That's how much I thought, oh my gosh.
Another 2 hours.
We're finally at the forest though. So I was like, it's the light at the end of the tunnel. We're at the forest. This is the final bit of the walk. And then we're in the forest and you can't. Instead of perpetually seeing the end and knowing it's so far, you can't see where you are and how far you've come or how far you have to go. Mm. So we were just, it was like Alice in Wonderland. Like I was in this crazy forest and I didn't know when it started or when it ended. And I honestly felt like I had
lost
my-
Were you stomping by this stage?
I could barely walk by this stage. Honestly, we'd been walking for like 16 kilometers and I was like, that's it, right? And then we saw this little sort of post that said 17 kilometers.
To so go.
There was no. We had done 17 yeah, kilometers, right. which meant there were 2 more kilometers. And I reckon I walked another maybe like, I don't even know, but I want to say 50 meters. And I was like, we have to be there. I've walked so far. We have to be there. Right. And we just weren't there. And I just burst into tears.
Aww.
And I was like, that's it. Like, I'm just going to stop here. This is it. 2 kilometers to the end. And I was like, I can't. I physically cannot Aww. Do it.
Did you do it?
No, we didn't. No, I'm kidding. Of course, yeah.
Em's broadcasting live.
From the Tongariro Alpine Crossing. We made it.
How did it feel?
Honestly, when we were finally at the bus shelter where you get picked up at the end of the walk, I felt like I had accomplished something.
Mm.
And I obviously like joke about crying, but I was honestly broken. But it was really beautiful.
Oh, I love the way you described it to us as well. Brilliant. Well done. That's Thanks. A lot. 19Ks is a big walk.
Yeah. And it was like tricky. You know, it wasn't just like walking down the street for 19 kilometers, even though I probably couldn't do that either.
So are you going to, now that you've done this, I mean, you were hiking, you were building up to it, you were training for it. Are you going to continue with the hiking or was that the end? Is that like, you know what, I'm done. I'm hanging my boots up and I'm not doing any more.
Literally hanging my hiking boots up. No, I think I will keep hiking.
Mm.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Ask me in a week. I don't know.
I'll ask you in a week.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.